弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们非常的高兴，经过一年多的时间，我们又能够在会所大家一起聚集。
After more than a year, we're so glad that we can gather together again in the church.
上一次我们在会所聚会是在去年的三月十五日。
Last time we gathered here was March 15, 2020.
我们说感谢主这一年主的恩典够我们用。
And we say, thank the Lord for His grace has been sufficient.
他加我们力量。
He has strengthened us.
许多弟兄姐妹虽然外面的环境很不容易。
And many our environment have been challenging for us.
但是我们经历到生命的成长。
Yet we all have experienced the growth of our life.
我们与主的关系与他更亲与他更近。
And our relationship with our Lord has been closer than before.
我们也感谢主这些日子他实在是向我们说话。
And we thank the Lord for having speaking to us these days.
我们得着了一个佳美的信息。
And we have received this excellent message.
我们已经从外院经过。
That we have passed through the outer court.
今天我们能够来到至圣之地。
Now we are in this holy place.
裂开的幔子我已过。
And I am able to pass through the broken veil.
早前我们在这里要宣告这里荣耀不败落。
And therefore we say the glory does not fall here.
早前在这里和弟兄姐妹一起分享权力和责任的生活。
And this morning I'd like to share with you the living of privilege and responsibility.
我们先来读希伯来书第十章从十九节读到第二十五节。
And let us read first Hebrews chapter 10 verse 12 to 25.
那在这段圣经的里面我们会注意到有好些的地方是让我们认识我们的权利。
And in this passage, there are many places to point out the privilege that we have.
讲到说我们得以怎么样。
It talks about how we are able to do certain things or earn certain positions.
因为我们的主他已经完成的工作我们今天得着了很大的权利。
It's all because of what the Lord has done for us and earned those privileges for us.
那另外一方面呢我们就要怎么样。
And on the other hand,We also then have to do.
我们必须要怎么样？
And we must do certain things as a result.
有很多是我们的责任。
And that are our responsibilities.
好，我们就一起来读希伯来书第十章十九到二十五节。
So let us read this passage together, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路从幔子经过这幔子就是他的身体又有一位大祭司治理神的家并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去身体用清水洗净了就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前
Therefore brothers,Since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water.Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing. But let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
那今天早间我们在这里和弟兄姐妹我们一起从三个方面来看我们的权利。和我们的责任。
Therefore, this morning, let's take a look at the privileges and corresponding responsibilities we have in three areas.
那讲到我们在幔内的生活。
First of all, the life inside the veil.
那第二个方面呢，我们要看到信望爱的生活。
And also the life full of faith, hope, and love.
那第三个，我们一起来看神家中的生活。
And also the life in the house of God.
首先，都是主已经为我们完成的工作，我们才能够得着这样的一个权利。
We have all this privilege because God has finished the work for us through Jesus.
然后我们才看到说，使得主已经让我们得着了一个地位，他让我们得着了这些权利，但是他也要我们认识应该有的责任。
And then through this privilege earned through the work of God, we also have responsibilities.
所以我们在这里看到第一个讲到说在幔内的生活。
First is that we can live inside a curtain now.
希伯来书特别说到基督的超越。
And the book of Hebrews speak of the supremacy of Jesus Christ.
啊，特别是和旧约来相比较的时候。
Especially if you compare with what was in the Old Testament.
基督是更美的那一位。
And Jesus is definitely that more beautiful one.
他是超越的那一位。
And he's more superior.
我们知道旧约是一个预表，好像一个图画。
And we all know Old Testament is just a type. It's like painting a picture for us.
我们读希伯来书就看到有许多他讲到旧约，但是呢，今天让我们更宝贵我们的主，他成了更美的祭物。
Therefore, in the book of Hebrews, it refers to a lot of the Old Testament. Yet more precious that we have this beautiful, more the better sacrifice, Jesus Christ.
旧约是牛羊的血。
And in the Old Testament time, it's through the blood of the oxen or lamb.
但是牛羊的血断不能除罪。
But yet, this blood cannot abolish or do away with sin.
在旧约所预表的是一直要等候到耶稣基督他来了。
And whatever is stated in the Old Testament is not perfected until when Jesus came.
他流的血是更美的血。
Because Jesus will shed the more beautiful blood.
所以今天我们看见在旧约他们有幔子、主阁、圣所和至圣所。
Therefore, in the time of Old Testament, there is a veil, hindrance one from entering from holy place to the most holy place.
虽然流血杀生
，even though they kill sacrifices and offering up the blood.
但是我们看见在旧约，百姓是不能来到圣所的。
Yet in the time of the Old Testament.People of God could not come into the holy place.
是大祭司一年一次才能够进到至圣所。
Only the high priest once a year can enter into the most holy place.
那时候有一个这么大的一个拦阻阻隔在那个当中。
And there was a huge hindrance.
在希伯来书这一段圣经里面告诉我们，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
Here says, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus.
大祭司在旧约的时代，他一年一次进去的时候，他也必须是带着血的。
And even in the time of the Old Testament, the high priest had to enter into the most holy place through the blood.
但是今天更美的血已经为我们献上。
But today, that more beautiful blood has been offered up for us.
所有的神的儿女
Therefore, all the children of God,
我们可以坦然无惧的
can now come with confidence,
我们可以进入至圣所
and enter into the most holy place.
他说是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路从幔子经过
because by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body.
那这个幔子就是他的身体。
And that curtain is the body of Christ.
我们知道主他在肉身中就曾经告诉我们。
And when Jesus was on earth in his flesh, he told us already.
他说我是道路。
He said, I am the way.
真理生命。
The truth and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
And no one can go to the Father but through me.
他是道路
He is the way.
他为我们开了这条又新又活的道路
And for us, he has opened up a new and living way.
他的身体为我们裂开
His body broke for us.
他的宝血为我们流出
And his blood was shed for us.
弟兄姐妹，我们这些有罪的人是不可能来到神面前的
Dear brothers and sisters, we sinners cannot have come to God.
但是今天耶稣基督他的生命为我们倾倒出来。
But now because Jesus had poured out his life for us.
他在十架为我们受审判受刑罚。
And he was judged and punished on the cross for us.
所以他身体裂开为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And through his broken body, he opened for us a new and living way.
今天我们是可以坦然无惧的。
Therefore, with confidence,
我们可以进入至圣所。
We can now enter into the most holy place.
这是主为我们所迎来的权利。
And this is a privilege earned by the Lord for us.
我们是何等的不配。
We are not worthy of it.
但是今天我们得着了这一个权利。
Yet we have received this privilege.
我们需要求主开我们的眼睛。
Therefore, we need to ask the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们真知道这个是何等的权利。
Truly know what a privilege this is.
今天神的儿女都可以来到神的面前。
And all the children of God can now come to the Lord.
哦，原本历史历代这么久以来，这些犹太人是被拣选的族类啊。
And for many generations, even Jews, the chosen race.
那他们都不能来到至圣所。
Could not come to the most holy place.
今天我们这些原本是外邦人的。
Yet we, the Gentiles.
原本好像是无份无关的。
Who have no part in God's blessing.
但是我们蒙了何等的恩典。
Have been so blessed.
今天得着一个权利。
To have received this privilege.
我们可以进入至圣所。
That enables to go directly into the most holy place.
不但从旧约一直到今天，有多少的犹太人，这些是他们无法想象的。
Now even during the time of the Old Testament, even till today, a lot of Jews find that hard to believe.
他们今天仍然想要来守律法。
They still want to abide by the law.
但是你无论怎么守律法，没有一个人因着行律法被神称义的。
Yet without knowing, no one can be justified by following the law.
你没有办法被神称义，你也没有办法来到神的面前。
If you cannot be justified, then you cannot come to God.
但是今天神的儿女得着何等的权利。
Yet the children of God has received this great privilege.
弟兄姐妹，当我们真的知道我们有这么一个权利。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we truly understand the privilege we have today.
那今天我们认不认识到说我们还有一个责任。
Do we recognize the fact that we also have a responsibility?
不是只是享受一个权利。
We don't just enjoy the privileges.
但是我们需要认识到说神给我们一个这么大的祝福。
We should also recognize that great blessing we have received from God.
是要我们真的来经历到我们进入幔内。
So that we can truly experience the fact that we can now enter through the veil.
然后我们是可以在幔内来过生活的。
And we can also live inside the veil.
裂开幔子我已过。
I have passed through the broken veil.
诗歌讲到我们在这里呢荣耀不败落。
And where the glory does not diminish.
我们里面要欢呼要歌唱。
Therefore we rejoice and we sing praises.
Hallelujah.
Saying hallelujah.
裂开幔子我已过。
And I have passed through the broken veil.
这里荣耀不败落。
Where the glory does not fade.
今天我们是在幔内来过生活。
Therefore we are now living inside the curtain.
今天神的儿女们，多少时候我们是在幔内来过生活呢？
And but the question is, how many of us live inside the veil these days?
还是今天，也许我们早上起来，我们就开始有很多我们自己的计划，有很多的安排，有很多的忙碌。
Or we are just being busy with many things from the beginning of the day.
也许你说我有晨更啊。
You might say, yes, I have morning devotion.
是的，我也有一些时间，我说我是在读圣经。
And I also spend time reading the Bible.
但是在这边我们要看到。
But here we need to know.
今天主为我们所赢得来的一个地位，给我们的权利。
And the privilege and the position the Lord has won for us.
是叫我们在生活的里面来经历到。
Is that we can experience him in our daily living.
随时我们可以坦然无惧地进入至圣所。
That we can come into the holy place with confidence at any time.
他是我们的大祭司。
For he is our great priest.
一面他在天上，他长远活着为我们祷告。
On one hand, he intercedes for us forever in heaven.
另外一面他住在我们的里面。
And on the other hand, he lives inside of us.
住在天上做大祭司。
And our Lord is the great priest in the heaven.
他是代表着我们。
Representing us.
他在神的面前在那里祈求。
And in front of God, he is interceding for us.
今天他在圣灵里面回来。
And also at the same time, he has returned in the Holy Spirit.
他住在我们的里面。
And lives inside of us.
今天圣灵代表主。
And the Holy Spirit represents God.
圣灵就是这位得荣耀之耶稣的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the glorified Jesus Christ.
是的，主在圣灵里面回来，今天住在我们的里面。
Yes, our Lord has returned in the Holy Spirit and now lives inside of us.
他时刻吸引我们。
And he is drawing us close to him every moment.
叫我们知道，其实在旧约，我们就看见神是渴望他的儿女来亲近他。
And so even just in the Old Testament time, we can tell how God desires for children of God to come close to him.
但是在那个时候是有许多的阻隔。
Yeah, at that time, there were hindrances.
今天这条路为我们开通了。
But now, this way has been opened up for us.
是主他一直在等候我们来就近他。
It is the Lord himself constantly waiting for us to draw close to him.
我们祷告主，愿主来吸引我们。
So it is our prayer that he will draw us closer.
吸引我们与他更亲，与他更近。
To have a more closer relationship.
吸引我们真是愿意在生活中我们来靠近主。
To draw us that we are willing to rely on him in our daily life.
真的时刻我们可以转眼来仰望耶稣。
And we can turn our eyes to Jesus any moment.
我们真的知道他已经为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
But we know for sure that he has opened for us a new and living way.
我们真的可以经过裂开的幔子，我们在幔内来过生活。
Now we can truly pass through the veil and live inside the veil.
是的，主完成了这所有的工作。
Yes, the Lord has done all this work for us.
我们因着信成为神的儿女。
And by faith, we have now become the children of God.
我们都得着了这个权利。
We all have received this privilege.
但是我们也有一个责任。
And accordingly, we have a responsibility too.
今天主他不勉强我们，逼着我们说我们要在幔内来过生活。
The Lord never forces or pressures us to live inside the veil.
他吸引我们。
He draws us.
他感动我们。
He prompts within our heart.
但是弟兄姐妹，当我们怎么过生活，还是在时刻当中，是我们自己的一个责任，是我们的拣选。
Yeah, it is still up to us, our decision, our choice, how we want to live.
我们拣选，我在主以外，我在外院来过生活。
And we can choose to live outside the Lord in the outer court.
是的，我们可能遇到各样世界的缠累，世界的吸引。
Yes, we encounter all kinds of entanglements, all kinds of attractions from this world.
有很多的重担我们自己在那里背负。
And we're carrying a lot of heavy burdens on our back.
我们里面觉得枯干。
And we can feel dry.
也许我们也觉得非常的痛苦。
And also we feel painful.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天要认识我们有一个权利。
But dear brothers and sisters, we need to recognize that we now have a privilege.
我们可以来到神的面前。
That we are able to come to God.
我们可以坦然无惧地进入至圣所。
And with confidence, we can enter into the most holy place.
我们不是只是在唱诗歌的时候，我们会唱说有主同在就是天堂。
And it's not just a singing we say.That in His presence it is heaven.
但是我们在天天过生活这么多的时间，我们没有主的同在。
Yeah, outside of singing time, we live without His presence.
今天神教我们在他的面前来过生活。
The Lord has invited us to live in His presence. presence.
他乐意与我们同在。
He is glad to be with us.
他应许他永远不离开我们。
And he has promised that he will never depart from us.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天这个责任来到诗人宝座的面前，是我们的责任。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, it is our responsibility.To come to God's presence.
是我们必须要做的拣选。
And it's a choice we must make.
无论你在什么样的环境。
Doesn't matter your situation.
你时刻可以回转来到主的面前。
You always can return to the Lord.
你就会经历到主正在这里等我们。
Then you will experience that God has been waiting for us.
你经历到说他的同在。
And his presence.
他是我们患难中随时的帮助。
And he is our timely help in time of need.
他是我们的生命，他是我们的力量。
That he is our life and he is our strength.
愿主这样子来吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us to him like that.
那第二个我们要看到信望爱的生活。
And the second area that we need to know is to live in love, hope, and faith.
希伯来书十章从二十二节讲到说，并我们心中天然的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了。
And chapter 10 verse 22 of Hebrews says, Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water.
就让存着诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前。
Therefore, we can draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith.
我们敬拜神必须是用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
When we worship God, we have to worship Him in truth and spirit.
啊，这边讲到说，我们必须是有信心，我们来到神的面前。
And here says we have to come with sincere heart in full assurance of faith.
希伯来书十一章第六节讲到，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
希伯来书十一章是一个信心的大章。
And chapter 11 of Hebrews is a great chapter of faith.
它也告诉我们到底什么是信呢？
It also defines for us the word faith.
信是所望之事的实底。
Faith is the substance of the things we hope for.
是未见之事的确据。
And assurance of things not seen.
在神的那边他完成了所有的工作。
As far as God is concerned, he has done everything he needs to.
他的所事他的所做今天要我们能够一同有份。
And he wants to have a share of what he has done and who he is.
他是我们的主。
That he is our Lord.
他是我们的一切。
That he is everything to us.
弟兄姐妹，在我们的生活当中。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in our daily life,
我们来经历到神是神在。
We need to experience that God is and he exists.
今天他的所是。
And what he is.
今天借着他的所做，叫我们能够有份。
And through what he has done, we can partake in him.
我们就经历到说神爱我们。
So we can experience that how God loves us.
他不只是叫我们今天罪得着了赦免。
Not only he has forgiven us of our sins.
他不只是把他的生命赐给我们。
Not only he has given to us his life.
就是那永远的生命。
That everlasting life.
他今天还要在我们的身上来把他的生命性情建造在我们的里面。
He also wants to build up within us his own life and character.
使得我们经过一生的路程。
Through the life's journey.
我们说这是信心的道路。
That is a journey of faith.
信神是，信神在。
We believe that he is and we believe that he exists.
然后你就经历到说，感谢主，这一条是何等蒙福信心的道路。
And then we'll experience what a blessed way of faith we have.
希伯来书十一章有一个信心的行列。
And in the chapter 11 of Hebrews, you see this lineup of heroes of faith.
从旧约一直到新约。
From Old Testament to New Testament.
今天这么多信心行列里面的，他们成为主的见证人。
All these wonderful characters in this lineup, and they have all become the witnesses of the Lord.
那他们这些见证人今天如同云彩围绕着我们。
And they are just like a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
弟兄姐妹，今天主也呼召我们。
My brothers and sisters, Lord, the Lord is calling us as well.
叫我们一生走在这信心的道路上。
To walk on the way of faith for the rest of our lives.
也不是我们自己能够来走。
It's not that we are able to walk on this way.
我们因着信。
But through faith.
今天基督能够在我里面来活。
Christ can now live within us.
因着信。
Through faith.
今天基督能够在我们身上。做人手所不能做的工作。
Christ is able to do things that man's hand cannot.
人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
Therefore, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
愿主来吸引我们。
May the Lord draw us to Him.
在二十三节讲到说，要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动。
And verse 23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess."
因为那应许我们的是信实的。
For he who promised is faithful.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们是有指望的。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have hopes.
我们蒙恩得救了。
After we're saved.
但是今天我们知道神为我们预备了一个荣耀的标杆。
And we know the Lord has prepared for us a glorious goal.
虽然我们好像和世界上的人，从外面看，很多时候你说，好像我也需要工作，我也需要努力。
And outwardly speaking, we're just like the people of this world. We need to find a job, we need to strive.
我也遇到各样的难处。
And we encounter all kinds of challenges.
但是我们是神的儿女。
Yet, we are the children of God.
我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
We have a glorious hope.
我们若只是在今生有指望。
For if our hope is just for this life.
我们比世人还要可怜。
Then we are more miserable than people in this world.
但是我们知道我们有一个永远的盼望。
Yeah, we know we have this everlasting hope.
今天基督住在我们的里面。
And Christ now abides in us.
是我们荣耀的盼望。
He is the hope of glory.
在希伯来书第二章第十节。
And in Hebrew chapter 2 verse 10.
这边讲说，原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
Says in bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, from whom and through whom everything exists,
使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
Should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering.
我们的主他是为万物所属、为万物所本的。
Our Lord, for whom and through whom everything exists.
今天他是我们的主。
Now he's our Lord.
他是我们的长兄。
And he is our oldest brother.
这边讲到说他要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
Here says he will bring many sons to glory.
这是我们有的一个荣耀的盼望。
And this is the hope of glory we have.
今天无论我们在地上的生活，无论的多少的艰难
，It doesn't matter how many difficulties we have today.
我们也经历到主今天就与我们同在。
We can always experience His presence.
是的，我们也从主那里得着一些的力量。
Yes, He has strengthened us many times.
但是弟兄姐妹，无论外面的环境如何
，But dear brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what kind of difficult environment we are in.
我们是有盼望的子民。
We are the people of hope.
今天地上所有的经历
，All the experiences of earth.
在外面来看
，Outwardly speaking.
是的，很多时候我们眼睛如果没有看见那个荣耀
，Yes, if our eyes are not open to see that glory.
有痛苦，有羞辱
，Then we will see suffering and shame.
但是如果里面主开我们的眼睛
，But if the Lord opens us from within.
哦，我们有一位何等荣耀的主。
To see what a glorious Lord we have.
他也经过地上这么卑微的道路。
How he has gone through the humble way.
他经过苦难，如今他进到荣耀里面去。
And how through these sufferings he has entered into glory.
主不是为着他自己来得着这个荣耀。
The Lord does not receive the glory for himself.
他就是荣耀。
Because he himself is glory.
所以我们知道他所做的一切，弟兄姐妹是为着我们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, then we know everything he has done is for our sake.
他是为着我们，他走过十字架的道路。
It is for us. He passed through the way of the cross.
他为着我们，他付最重的代价。
And it is for us. He paid the greatest price.
他为我们死，为我们复活。
He died for us, and he resurrected for us.
他为我们升天。
He ascended into heaven.For us.
他为我们进入荣耀。
And enter into glory for us.
他进入荣耀。
He entered into glory.
他要率领许多的儿子一同的进入荣耀。
And he is leading many sons into that glory.
所以这一个是我们有的荣耀盼望。
And this is the hope of glory you and I have.
今天我们都有这个盼望。
And we now have this hope.
我们里面要相信，要接受。
We need to believe it and accept it.
我们有这么一个权利啊。
Knowing this is a privilege we have.
今天我们是神的儿女。
That we are now the children of God.
今天主他呼召我们。
The Lord is calling us today.
使得我们与他同走十字架的窄路。
To walk on this narrow way of the cross.
我们和他一同受苦，就必与他。一同得荣耀。
If we suffer with him, we will be glorified with him.
主盼望说，今天我们就在生活的当中。
Therefore, it is our hope that in our daily living,
让这一个荣耀的盼望今天能够显在我们生活的里面。
And this hope of glory can be revealed in our life.
叫我们时刻我们愿意来拣选我们的主。
Therefore, we will be willing to choose the Lord every moment.
Oh, 他是我们的生命。
Knowing that He is my life.
他是我们的道路。
He is my way.
我们真知道主正在率领着我们。
And knowing that He is leading us on this way.
他要带我们进入荣耀。
Into His glory.
然后我们就知道说，这条往荣耀的路我们必须从耶稣基督来经过。
And the way into that glory is through Jesus Christ.
我们不是靠着自己，我们在外面做这个做那个。
Not through ourselves doing anything outwardly.
今天只有唯一的一条道路。
And there is one and only way.
这是十字架的道路。
That is the way of the cross.
基督说，我就是道路。
And Christ says,I am the way.
我们必须从基督来经过。
We need to pass through Christ.
如果不是耶稣基督的生命，
anything that is not of the life of Jesus Christ,
你就没有办法走在这条路上。
Cannot be qualified to walk on this way.
所以时刻在生活里面，我们要做很多的拣选。
Therefore, we have to make many choices in our daily life.
其实也不是拣选做这件事或做那件事。
It's not to choose whether to do this or that.
我们时刻在做一个拣选。
The choice we're making every moment is,
不再是我，乃是基督。
It is no longer I, but Christ.
因为他今天住在我们的里面。
Because he now lives in me.
他是我们荣耀的盼望。
He is the hope of glory.
都有这个盼望。
We all have this hope.
今天是主给我们的何等权利。
And what a privilege the Lord has earned that for us.
是他已经把他的生命赐给我们。
For he has given us his life.
但是我们巴不得说，今天神的儿女，我们知道主给我们的责任。
Therefore, children of God, we need to realize the responsibilities God has given to us.
因着这一个荣耀的盼望。
Because of the hope of glory.
我们如何在地上来跟随主。
How we should follow the Lord on earth.
第三个，他讲到要彼此相顾，激发爱心。
And third thing, it talks about how we need to encourage one another toward good love and good deeds.
在二十四节他说要彼此相互激发爱心，勉励行善。
In verse 24 says, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
我们看见很多的书信前面呢都是讲到真理方面。
And many letters in the Bible started with truth.
那在后面呢，会告诉我们应当如何来生活。
And then it will teach us how to live.
所以今天我们在希伯来书到了十章第十九节后面呢，讲到很多是关乎我们的生活。
Therefore, for the book of Hebrews, starting from the 19th verse of chapter 10, it starts telling us how to live.
今天基督他是我们的生命
Because Christ is our life.
这一个永远的爱今天进到我们的里面
And this everlasting love is in us.
不是我们能够爱因为神先爱了我们
It is not because we can love, but because God has first loved us.
今天这个爱在我们的里面叫我们能够来爱主
And this love is now inside of us so that we can love the Lord.
这个爱也叫我们能够彼此相爱。
Also, this love has enabled us to love one another.
那不只是说，等一下我们讲到在神的家中，我们彼此相爱。
Not only we love one another in the house of God.
他叫今天这个爱从神儿女的身上能够彰显出来。
But also manifested through the children of God.
我们彼此相顾。
That we take care of one another.
他说激发爱心。
And to spur up that love.
在希伯来书十三章第一节就讲到说，你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心。
Therefore, Hebrews 13 and verse 1 says, keep on loving each other as brothers.
那这个爱是菲拉铁菲的爱。
And this is the love of Philadelphia.
那特别就讲到弟兄相爱。
That's the brotherly love.
我们看见在教会历史上有非常多美好的见证
And you see many beautiful witnesses in the history of church.
因着爱我们甘心舍了自己
And we willingly sacrifice ourselves because of love.
因着爱我们不顾自己的利益
And because of love, we let go of our own benefit.
因着爱弟兄姐妹有许多的事情对我们来讲就变成说是非常的不重要
And because of love, a lot of things become trivial.
我们宝贵神的儿女
We cherish children of God.
我们宝贵我们的同伴
We cherish our company.
他讲到说要彼此相爱
It talks about how we should love one another.
要长存弟兄相爱的心
Keep on loving each other as brothers.
他讲到说不可忘记用爱心接待客旅
And do not forget to entertain strangers.
因为曾有接待客旅的不知不觉就接待了天使
For by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing.
许多神的儿女这个爱心中的行为
And many deeds out of love by the children of God.
叫世界上的人他们能够看见有一个见证
It's visible. It's a testimony to people in this world.
哦，那个光从神儿女身上照出去
And that light can shine forth.Through the children of God.
因为他们看见神儿女的行为。
And because they can see the deeds and words of children of God.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们不是说我们是神的儿女，所以我有一个责任，然后我要怎么来行善。
Dear brother, sister, we're not saying because we're children of God, so we have to do charity in a certain way.
我们知道我们的权利。
But to realize the privilege we have.
主把他的生命赐给我们。
Because the Lord has given to us His own life.
我们是蒙爱的儿女。
So we are the beloved children.
今天这个生命在我们的里面。
And we have that life in us.
我们的责任是什么呢？
So what is the responsibility for us?
今天要这个生命能够彰显出来。
That is to let this life be seen through us.
是的，这个生命的彰显必须有行为。
And in order for it to be seen, we need to have actions.
这个别人要看见我们的好行为
So that people can see our good deeds
那他们能够将荣耀归给神
So that they can give glory to God
但是有一个差别
But there is a difference here
今天不是我立志来行善
Not that I resolve to do good
我们要知道靠着我自己我做不到的
Because we know for sure by myself I cannot make it
我们的责任是让基督的生命能够活出来。
And our responsibility is to let the life of Christ be lived out.
很多就是从我们的里面，你的心思，你的意念。
And from our minds, from our thoughts.
弟兄姐妹，这是很重要的。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is critical.
我们耶稣基督的心思为心思。
That we have the mind of Jesus Christ.
我们常常来亲近主。
By doing so, we can draw ourselves close to Him.
我们里面就会真的是熟悉，我们知道这是主的生命的反应。
If we always draw ourselves close to Him, then it would be natural for us to react the way He would react.
我们自己立志来做好，来行善，你会觉得非常的辛苦。
Because if I just resolve to do good, then it's very, very tiring.
到一个时候你就说立志行善由得我，但行出来由不得我。
It will come to a point that says, you know, I can resolve, I'm determined to do good, but it's not up to me to act it out properly.
但是怎么激发爱心，怎么勉励行善呢？
So how do we encourage one another to do what's good, what's love?
需要我们来亲近主。
We have to first draw ourselves close to the Lord.
需要我们不断的操练我拣选主。
We need to make a habit to practice to choose the Lord.
不照着我的意思，是照着主的意思。
Not according to my will, but the Lord's will.
我们需要操练来思想耶稣，我们来靠近我们的主。
We need to constantly practice to consider Jesus and draw myself close to Him.
很多时候我们天然生命或者我们自己都觉得很稀奇。
And a lot of times we're amazed.
原来主的反应是这样子。
That the Lord actually reacts to things this way.
当你被人家诬告或者是被人家攻击的时候，
When you are wrongfully accused or attacked by others,
你来到主的面前，
You turn your hearts toward the Lord.
你发现说我们的主他生命的反应跟我们所想的是非常不一样的。
Then you discover it, our Lord's reaction to these situations is different from ours.
我记得我们刚开工的时候
I remember when we first started the ministry
我们每一个礼拜六下午就去发单张去传福音
And we will preach gospel and send out gospel tracts every Saturday afternoon
然后邀请这些朋友们他们礼拜六晚上来参加福音聚会
And invite whoever received the gospel tract to come to the church that night
当时候有两位单亲的妈妈
And we remember there are two single moms.
他们有很大的需要。
They were in great need.
所以邀请他们，他们也就来参加聚会了。
Therefore, when we invited them, they're very glad they came to the church.
弟兄姐妹们都非常的热心。
And brothers and sisters were very nice to them.
想尽办法来帮助他们。
Try many ways to help them out.
那有一次呢，有肢体。给他们两位都有指定的奉献。
And there was a time a member in the church gave both of them offerings.
那我想这都是一些爱心的摆上。
I think that is the action of love.
但是有一天呢，突然有一个做妈妈的，她来到教会，她就非常的生气。
Yet suddenly one of the single moms got very mad and came to church.
她说你们教会不公平。
And she said church is not fair.
他讲到说好像这个恶待了他。
It's like she was abused.
那天他的态度是非常的凶。
Her attitude was very bad that day.
后来我就问他说到底是什么事情。
I said, what's wrong? Why did you say this?
他说教会给的不公平。
She said, the church is not fair in their provision to us.
我说什么叫给的不公平啊。
I said, what do you mean by unfair?
他说教会给我钱跟 给那另外一个妈妈的钱不公平。
She said, the offering I receive and the offering she received are not fair.
我说到底你收到多少她收到多少。
I said, how much did you get and how much did she get?
她说我是一百她也是一百。
She said, I received $100, so did she.
我说那不是很公平吗？
So I said, isn't that fair?
她说不因为我的需要比较大。
She said, no, it's not fair because I have a greater need.
那我想我们这些听到的人啊他简直都不能接受他这个无理取闹。
To, everyone who heard of response were very upset about.
那天就站在我的面前就是非常的凶在那里这个破口大骂。
And she rebuked harshly in my presence.
那照着我们人来讲我有很多的理由来反驳他或者甚至把他赶出去。
And I have many good reasons to justify the behavior and even just cast her out of church.
他讲得太没有道理了。
Because she was not reasonable.
用这种态度。
And her attitude was so poor.
但是那一天当我回到主面前。
Yet, facing her, I returned to the Lord.
其实就在那一刹那。
Right in that instance.
就在他的面前。
Right in front of her.
兄姐妹当我们里面回到主。 那里。
Dear brothers and sisters, whenever we return to the Lord,
我好像从主的角度，他让我看到一个景象。
And from the viewpoint of the Lord, I saw a situation.
主在十字架上。
The cross on which was our Lord.
有这么多的人在那里呼喊，钉他十字架。
When the Lord was on the cross, many people down there shout out, crucify him.
没有啊，想象说有这么多的人带着那种仇恨。
It's hard for us to even imagine to face the crowd full of hatred.
恨到一个地步，要把主钉在十字架上，要忍受那最残忍的刑罚。
The hatred was so strong that they even want to kill Jesus on the cross, the most cruel way to die.
但是那天，你们摸着主的生命。
Yet that day, I just sensed the life of the Lord in me.
我觉得非常的稀奇。
I was marveled.
主没有受伤。
Because Jesus did not feel hurt.
主没有一个意念好像来责备他们。
And he didn't even have a thought to rebuke them.
反而是为着他们来祷告。
Instead, he prayed for the crowd.
父啊，赦免他们。
Oh, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they are doing.
弟兄姐妹，这是主的生命。
Dear brother and sister, that is the reaction of the Lord's life.
那天我面对这个不讲理的。
That day, facing this unreasonable woman,
她得了这么多好处，她还在这边，在这边来辱骂人。
She has received benefit, she still rebuked people.
但是那天当我遇见了主，摸着了主的感觉，后来我就一句话也没有讲。
Yeah, because I really sensed the feeling from the Lord, I kept silent.
后来到了那天晚上。
And that evening,
蛮晚的时候，突然接到电话。
And very late, I received a phone call.
这位朋友他得救了。
This woman, our gospel friend, was saved.
她在那里痛哭悔改。
And she rebuked and wept bitterly.
她向主认罪，也向我们认罪。
She confessed her sin to the Lord. Also, she apologized to us.
那天我跟我姊妹就赶快去，然后去看她，然后为她祷告。
And we rushed to her and prayed for her.
后来我就想说，今天如果白天，我狠狠地骂她一顿。
And later on, I thought if I rebuke her back during the daytime that day,
或者就把她赶出去,
or just cast her out of the church forever,
不准再来教会,
and stop her from coming,
我相信她可能还是活在罪中,
and I believe she will continue to live in sin.
但是当耶稣基督的生命出来,
but when the life of Jesus Christ comes out,
不是我的生命, 不是我们的生命,
it is not our life.
但是主的生命带着一个何等的能力。
But the life of the Lord has such a power.
能够叫人被折服下来。
That can change and yield people.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这边看到他叫我们激发爱心，勉励行善。
It here says to spur up the love in each other.
今天这些我们所活出来的。
Therefore, how we live.
我们祷告主他能够从我们身上彰显出来，活出来。
And we pray it is the Lord who lives out.
他也讲到，就是说，这个爱不只叫我们彼此相爱。
And this love not only causes us to love one another.
他说，不要忘记用爱心接待客旅。
Here says, do not forget to entertain strangers.
今天神其实在各样的环境中，他来祝福我们。
And God has blessed us in different situations.
好像接待了客旅。
Sometimes we may just receive a stranger.
好像是我们有一些的付出。
It's like we have offered something, we pay something.
但是不知不觉，你接待了天使。
Yet without knowing it, we receive the angel.
我记得在86年，我们在 Cover City, 在加福市，那时候正在建盖自己的教会。
And I remember back in 1986, Cover City Church.We're building the church.
弟兄姐妹都把所有的几乎都是这样的全力的摆上。
And brothers and sisters just offer to their best.
那时候我们有一个小房子。
And at that time we live in a small house.
二房一浴，但是我们这个小房子呢也有聚会。
And two bedroom and one bath. We also have home meetings.
那后来因为坐不下哈，我们就开始要加建。
And because of just not we don't have enough space for the home meeting, so we decide to expand.Our house.
所以当时候有一段时间财务上就变得非常的紧。
Therefore, for a period of time, We were financially stressed.
那个加建的工程又一直拖延。
And the expansion work in our house was postponed, delayed.
那政府有许多不合理的要求。
Dragged on too long because the city code, inspector has a lot of unreasonable demands.
我记得有一段时间，我们家里面冰箱剩下热狗啊，剩下一些很少很少，几乎都空了。
And there was a period of time our fridge was pretty empty.
那有一天接到一个电话。
And one day we got this phone call.
那服侍我们的姊妹，她讲到说有一位年长的姊妹被她女儿赶出家。
And on the phone, a person told us one of the senior ladies was kicked out by her own daughter.
问我们是不是可以接待她。
And if we have room to receive this older lady.
啊，这位姊妹曾经也来过我们家。
And this older lady came to our house before.
后来我们就是说没问题啊。
So we say no problem.
但是我只是想说家里实在是没有什么预备的东西可以来供应的。
Yeah, at that time, there wasn't much food in the fridge to serve this newcomer.
而且家里面因着整修啊，是非常的脏乱的。
And because we're doing remodeling work, so our house is a mess.
不过我们说，只要有需要，我们就愿意把家打开。
Yeah, because there's a need, our home is available.
后来接她到家里面。
So we pick her up to our house.
那第一天就勉强还有一点吃的。
And first evening, we still have some food on the table.
那第二天呢，我们想说等也许下班之前去买一点菜。
And the second evening, after work, we thought time to go to the grocery store.
那后来里面又觉得说主好像没有这样的一个带领。
But then we didn't feel the Lord led us that way to go to the supermarket.
那后来就想说那回家再说吧。
So we decided just to go home first.
啊，那天当我们回到家里。
And that evening when we returned home,
家里变得非常的干净。
Our house was dust free.
而且那个菜香啊，那个非常香的味道。
And the aroma of delicious meals is full of the house.
我们看到饭桌上有好多的好菜。
And there are just delicious dishes on the table waiting for us.
原来那天那位姊妹啊，她就自己去买了菜来做。她说：“你们冰箱怎么这么空啊？”
And because that day she tried to cook some meals for us, and she opened the fridge, said it is so empty. So she went and bought some groceries for us.
哦，那天我们在那里谢饭的时候。
And that dinner when we say grace.
我们真的从心里面感谢神。
We are full of thankfulness from the depth of our hearts.
我们好像接待了客旅。
Knowing that as we receive a stranger to our house,
却是主来帮助我们。
Actually, it's the Lord's help to us.
后来姊妹跟我们住一段时间。
And this older lady lived with us for a few days.
那到好多年后，我们遇见她。
And even many, many years after that, when we saw her again,
她告诉我们那一段时间是她一生中最喜乐的时间。
And she told us the day she was with us was the most joyful time in her life.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主。
Dear brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for that.
信望爱的生活。
To live in love, faith, and hope.
这是希伯来书。你要告诉我们，要我们过这样的生活。
And the book of Hebrews is encouraging us to live a life like that.
最后我们看见他讲到神家的生活。
And lastly, the third area is how to live in the house of God.
在二十一节他讲到我们有一位大祭司治理神的家。
And in chapter 10 verse 21 says that there is a great priest in the house of God.
然后到了二十五节他说你们不可停止聚会。
And verse 25 says let's not give up meeting together.
像那停止惯了的人。
As some are in the habit of doing.
弟兄姐妹我们有一位大祭司。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have this great priest.
他在神的家之上。
And he is above the house of God.
今天我们成为神的儿女。
We are now a child of God.
我们成为神家里的人。
We are a member in the house of God.
是的，他的爱来寻我们。
Yes, his love has sought us.
他的血来买我们。
And his blood has bought us.
他的恩典带我们归回他的羊群。
And his grace has brought us back to his fold.
今天我们蒙恩得救了以后，我们不是单独的个人。
Therefore, after we're saved, we are not alone.
神把我们救到他的家里面。
God has saved us into his household.
基督为儿子治理神的家。
Christ is the Son of God ruling over his house.
今天我们说何等的有福，我们成为神家里的人。
So how blessed we are. We are now a member of the house of God.
神的祝福，神的应许，不只在个人神的儿女身上，更是在他的家里面。
Therefore, the blessing of God is not just on individual children of God, but in his entire household.
他不是领一两个来进入荣耀，他是领他许多的儿子一同进入荣耀。
He does not lead just one or two children into his glory, but all the sons into his glory.
今天我们说感谢主，我们成为神家里的人。
Therefore, we give thanks to him, saying that, Thank God, I am now a member in his house.
他告诉我们说不可停止聚会。
Therefore, God says, Let not give up on meeting.
我们要知道能够聚会今天是我们的权利。
We have to know it is a privilege that we can gather in the meetings.
在聚集的时候我们说我们一同在基督耶稣的名里面我们来相会。
Because when we gather together, we gather in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
主给我们一个宝贵的应许。
And in that, there's a precious promise.
我们两三个人奉他的名聚会，他就在我们中间。
Two or three gather together in his name, he is in our midst.
这个是太宝贵的应许。
And this is such a precious promise.
我们知道这个名是超乎万名之上的名。
We all know his name is name that's above all names.
在他的名里面我们可以来祷告。
Therefore, we can pray in this name.
在他的名里面我们来享受他的同在。
We can enjoy his presence in his name.
神的心意是要我们能够聚在一起。
God's desire is for us to meet together.
在他儿女们的会中我们来传扬他的名。
That we preach his name in the gathering or assembly of his children.
我们能够一同侍奉。
We can serve together.
我们一同来爱主。
We can love the Lord together.
今天主把同伴赐给我们。
God has given us companions.
如果我们说今天很高兴能够和弟兄姐妹我们一同相聚。
Therefore, we're glad to see each other in the meetings.
但是我们回想过去这一年多。
Think back this past year or so.
主也给我们余格的恩典。
God has given us this extra grace.
一次一次我们在线上能够相聚。
Time after time, we meet online.
弟兄姐妹我们也经历到主与我们同在。
And also, we all experience his presence online.
今天主叫我们有的时候超越外面的限制。
And the Lord wants us to surpass the limitation outwardly.
今天我们说主扩充我们的度量。
So that our capacity can grow.
让我们看见这是基督的身体。
That we see this is the body of Christ.
从大的来讲。
That from the big picture.
今天我们说有这么多的圣徒。
We see there are so many saints.
无论在各处，无论在哪里，我们都在基督身体的里面。
No matter where we are located, we're all in this body of Christ.
那今天我们说，过去在线上聚会，有一些在世界不同的角落，他们也来参加一同的聚集。
When we assemble online, people from all over the world join us.
好像主把一些的界限把它去掉了。
It's like the Lord do away with Now all these geographical limitations.
这是主今天给我们的恩典。
That is the grace of today.
但是今天我们也看到说能够一同相聚。
On the other hand, the fact that we can gather together physically.
啊，能够这样子来彼此服侍，来一同的祷告，一同的交通。
To serve, to pray, to fellowship with one another.
这都是神的恩典。
That is also God's grace.
今天在不同的时候，我们也看见有时候你能够聚在一起都是不容易的。
And in different time, we realize it is very precious to be able to assemble together.
过去一年多可能是因着疫情的关系。
And in the past year or so, because of the pandemic,
前几天接到一个弟兄他给我的电话，他就讲到说他们当中现在是不许可能够这样子聚集。
A few days ago, a Christian brother called me, says, where he's located, they were prohibited to gather physically.
所以我们要存着感谢的心。
Therefore, we should have a thankful heart.
为着每一个机会能够和神儿女我们聚在一起。
For every opportunity that we can actually gather.
我们里面有一个渴慕。
We should have this desire or longing.
和弟兄姐妹一起交通。
That we want to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们在身体中彼此代祷。
And we want to pray for one another.
因为我们知道我们是同伴。
Because we know we are companions.
叫我们彼此切实的相爱。
So that we can love one another in a real way.
我们彼此祷告。
We pray for one another.
让神的心意能够成就在我们身上。
That God's will be done on us.
我们说感谢主，今天我们得着了何等的权利。
And we thank the Lord for the privilege that we have earned.
今天主也让我们看见，我们既然有这样的一个权利，我们就应当怎么样来过生活。
So we need to see, since we have received this privilege, how we should live our life accordingly.
有许多是今天我们所应该有的责任。
And there are many responsibilities that come with it.
我们拣选。我们不只说可以来到至圣所，我们今天要拣选我们住在幔内来过生活。
Not only we say I can now come into the most holy place, but I also want to make a decision to choose to stay and live inside the holy place.
今天我们因着信，我们来到神的面前。
And by faith we can come to God.
今天我们因着有一个永远的盼望。
And because of this hope of glory,
我们在地上的生活不一样了。
We live our life on earth in a different manner.
我们不是为着这短暂的必朽坏的来过生活。
We're not here to live for things that's short term.
我们为着那个荣耀的，为着那个永远的。
But for that's glorious and eternal.
今天不止我们是蒙爱的，我们要让这个爱能够出去。
Not only that we are beloved, we also need to flow out this love.
要激发爱心，要勉励行善。
We need to inspire this love. We need to do what's good.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我们看见说，今天我们不只是一个一个的蒙恩了，得救了。
Brothers and sisters, also we need to know we're just not being saved one by one individually.
神将我们救到他的家里。
But God has saved us into His house.
叫我们在身体中，我们彼此建造，彼此服侍。
So that we can build up one another in the body of Christ.
无论我们是用什么样的形式。
It doesn't matter what kind of formality.
但是我们知道，我们奉主的名聚集，主与我们同在。
We all know, as long as we gather in the name of the Lord, He is with us.
今天他正在经营，正在建造他的教会。
And He is still managing, He's still building up His church today.
他要得着一个荣耀的教会。
And in His heart, He wants to plan for Himself a glorious church.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
裂开幔子，我已过。
That broken veil, I am passing through.
这里荣耀不败落。
Where His glory does not fade.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
今天我们是在王的面前来过生活。
I'm now living in the presence of my king.
我们再来唱诗歌第285首，我已得佳美信息。
Let us sing this hymn together, 284.
唱完之后，弟兄姐妹，我们在主面前一起有祷告。
And after we finish singing the song, let us pray together.
我们一起有交通，有分享。
And also, let us have fellowship with one another.
我们在基督身体的里面。
Because we are in the body of Christ.
今天能够奉主的名，在主名里面来聚集。
We're now gathering in the name of the Lord.
主与我们同在。
The Lord is with us.
他要把他的祝福倾倒下来。
And He wants to pour out His blessings.
星星 身体内，哈利路亚，会高扬，我也从你们。